Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day to free us up and calm the nation. No matter what you say,
that's what I like, is support when I need it. Seven past the hour. Doug Steffen, the Good Day Program. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn lurking about somewhere. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. The leaders of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Milwaukee say they have reached a $21 million settlement with 200, let me see if I can get the right number here. How many? There were 330 people. Sorry, I thought it was 200 and something. That makes it even more outrageous when you get the number of victims of sexual abuse by clergy members in that archdiocese alone. Can you imagine? 330 people are going to share $21 million in an abuse settlement that was agreed to this week in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. They've been entanglement. Well, this is...
It's not a lot of money for them, though.
Well, it caused... Here's the thing. In the discussion of the Pope, we're all eager to know more about how this Pope thinks. We like his attitude. We like what he's all about. One of the things that he's said, whether he's done something about it or not, remains to be seen, but he said he wants to put an end to all of the secrecy, all the charges, all of the reality that has harmed so many thousands of young men and, to a point, young women who have been abused by members of the clergy in the Catholic Church. So here, this is something that started way before he took over, so he's not responsible for this. But the thinking, and I can come up with at least four churches within my immediate vicinity. The most notable church, St. James Church, Catholic Church in Wellesley on Route 9, Wellesley Hills, Massachusetts, where the parishioners were told in 2006 or something, after the first scandal, that they were going to have to close the church. There wasn't enough money. There weren't enough people going to it. And so they had sit-ins in the church for 6.5 years. There was never a moment when there wasn't somebody in the church to keep them from shutting it down. Finally, they shut it down, and it looks like you wouldn't believe how the grounds. I mean, this is on a major thoroughfare, weeds everywhere, windows broken on the church. They just left it. They didn't sell it. They just let it sit there. And the reason they haven't sold it is because a local car dealer who was going to buy it didn't. I don't know what happened to it. But the point is that there is all this money that has become due, and they're shutting down services. There was a retirement home for old priests and brothers that were in the faith. They closed that down, and they all went someplace. They all were broken. There were, I think, 24, 25 people. They were all friends. They all worked together for 50, 60, 70 years, some of them. And they shut the house down, and they moved them all to different places. They separated the friends, and most all of them died within 4 to 5 months of their being moved out of this home. That's the kind of thinking that goes on there, or had gone on, prior to this Pope. Now, whether they're going to fix that or not, you know, the Catholic Church is sitting literally on top of billions and billions and billions of dollars in jewelry and artifacts, in things that are buried in the basement vaults of the Vatican. And the hypocrisy here is so beyond belief that each one of these dioceses, they were told they have to figure out how to get out of their problem themselves. No help from Rome, no help from anybody. If your diocese had 21 pedophile priests and you were sued and the settlement is $330 million, then you got to come up with that out of your own diocese. We're done. We're washing our hands of it. Now, they'll take some of the pedophile priests and cardinals who support them. They move them back to the Vatican so they can't be grabbed by the local law enforcement people. But to help the parishioners who are responsible for keeping the church alive? Nope. They don't do that. So I just thought this was another example of of what has happened there, and the church fought it. They spent $5 million to fight these charges and the reward in court. And as a result of that, the judge gave another $5 million in the settlement to the parishioners because the church had been so outrageous. I guess I do understand the arrogance of power and these people who really have bought into that they're the only one religion and, you know, we can do anything we want to with you. San Diego had the same problem. $200 million for 144 people a few years ago. Wilmington, Delaware, there were about 100 people, got 146 people, $77 million in settlements. So it remains to be seen what the new Pope is all about when it comes to this sort of thing. But those of you who are Catholic, Jennifer and Roberta, I guess, even though Roberta's not much of a practicing Catholic, you have
I
that.
I practice not at being Catholic.
Yeah, okay. Well, but Jennifer is serious about religion, and she is deeply hurt by these sorts of things, as well she ought to be. And one wonders why the membership of the church, Jennifer, doesn't just get up and say, okay,
they have.
Maybe that's why this change in the new Pope.
They have. I mean, you go to church on not Christmas or Easter, and already the church was having trouble holding on to people, especially, you know, people like me, especially, who went to Catholic school for 12 years. And then when they had the opportunity not to go to church because they were able to control that themselves, they disappear and then they don't come back until they have kids of their own. And that group is still missing.
Subject them to the same punishment.
Well, you know, to be honest, I would send my kids to Catholic school. If I am lucky enough to have them, I would probably try. If it was affordable to me, I would try to send my kids to Catholic school because I loved the experience that I had for many reasons aside from, obviously, this nasty one. But we had a scandal at our church, and it was so sad for many reasons. One, because there were real victims, and then there were also a lot of, oh, it happened to me too kind of people. And it did do a lot of damage. People didn't know who was telling the truth. They moved the priest. They didn't actually do anything to him. They just moved him to another parish. I mean, the way the church handled it really let it spin out of control.
And that's really what's going on or has gone on. I bring it up because I want to sort of watch it and see what the new Pope is doing about these things. He's talked a lot about it. I believe he's sincere about it. At least it seems that way. So let's see what happens. In a moment, Netflix is on the move to keep the other subscription services from gaining foothold. I've just become aware, because now I have a television set that has all these things on them, of how many of these services there are. I thought it was just Netflix. Man, there's a ton of these. So how does Netflix plan to hold on to their workers so that they can better produce things that will keep you focused on Netflix? That story in a moment here on Good Day.
Harrison with you. August in Europe is vacation time. Here in the States, it's any time during the summer months. But as we think green, how do you take a low-carbon vacation and still have fun? Well, it's not so difficult. It's actually cheaper and a nice kiss to the environment, too, especially with gas prices through the roof, affecting airfare and other modes of travel. When we consider the farther away we travel, the greater our carbon emissions. Example, planes crank out the most carbon emissions per person. Then come cars, then trains, and finally buses in the polluting category. So going by rail is the best bet these days, especially since Amtrak's been rehabbing their choo-choos over the past number of years. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the number 4 pick in the 1996 draft and played for 5 NBA teams. He's a 2-time All-Star who tallied over 16,000 points in his career.
Marbury, stutter step, baseline drive, reverse,
So where is Stephon Marbury now? Stephon's been playing in the Chinese Basketball Association since 2010 and was on the championship squad in 2012. He led his team by averaging 45 points per game in a single playoff series. Stephon recently made news when he was ordered to pay his former personal chef $330,000 for an old sexual harassment settlement.
Plenty of time. Marbury goes at Prince's side. Layup. It's good. Shot for Marbury.
Stephon Marbury, or as they used to call him, Starberry. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Fear of failure drives many people. It keeps them stuck in place, afraid to act.
But while it sounds strange, the fear of success holds others back. How can you know if you're one of them?
Take a simple test. Think about a goal you've had for a while. How many reasons can you find for not achieving it?
If you can readily rattle off reasons why you won't succeed, you may fear success.
If that's the case, ask yourself this question. What will success cost you?
Once you have that answer, ask another question. Will this really happen? Most likely you'll realize your fear is based on a false perception.
Then you'll feel free to move ahead. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Doug's Good Day program, 17 after the hour. Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn, Richie and I focused on how to make your business better, or how to keep people that are key to your operations. And Netflix has done something that many people are going to complain about who are competitors. Many people are going to see this as enlightened. Some people are going to say, it's nonsense. What are we doing here? So explain what Netflix says they're going to do with their employees, Roberta, will you?
Well, if you want to get an entire year off with pay, how's that sound? Get a whole year off with pay. You can return part-time if you want to. You can return full-time if you want to during that year. And if you need to leave again, you can leave again. Well, just go to work for Netflix and have a baby.
Have
a baby. They've updated their parental leave policy. Gives unlimited leave to both mothers and fathers. Now, Netflix already had an unlimited time off policy, but now they're extending it also to the dad. So let's say the dad works for Netflix, the mom has a baby. Well, now the dad can take almost an entire year off if he wants to. And some of the other, I'm going to go work for Netflix.
And they pay you?
And they pay you unlimited time off.
Where you can afford to have enough people around to cover.
Yep.
How many people, you know, work for Netflix, and how many people at any given time are taken off, and then you have enough to cover? I tell you what, as
I couldn't run my business.
Guy who
like
runs
that.
A business, yeah, with what we have 25, 30 people.
It's ridiculous.
I couldn't do it.
No.
It's birth or adoption, by the way, Rich. It's birth or adoption. Plus, get this: the employees get free meals, massages, and laundry service.
Wow. That's what Bloomberg, by the way. The people who work for Bloomberg get the same thing.
Oh, yeah, they get free meals. Yep, I remember I worked for Bloomberg for a while, and they have the meal kiosks. Yeah. You never have to leave. You just go there and, you know, take whatever you want.
What'd you say, Jen?
It's just lame. Why do people even have a job? It's just so lame. Yeah. As someone who runs a business,
when do we actually work?
You want to walk to work every day uphill in the snowstorm, both ways.
Yes.
But at some point, you got to be contributing the amount of time that. Never mind anything
fire
else.
Anybody that took a year off.
How much? How or what do you need them for in that circumstance?
Damaging.
You have
they're
to replace
there.
Them.
Yeah,
but I want to know
year, I don't need you at
whether
all.
Richie, you, or Jennifer, you have timed any people, or if there's the mechanism to do it, how much time do people spend at work on their iPhone or their smartphone doing things that have nothing to do with what you're paying them for?
I'm going to say half the day.
It is ridiculous.
Dude, I go crazy if I'm gone for 2 weeks.
I know.
No, I'm talking about people who every day, Richie, are using
really
their smartphones.
No, no. Yeah.
Are they looking at their email? Are they looking at their texting?
How
on
many
phone?
Days or weeks? At what point do you start to go, well, I guess
they
don't really need me.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. What do you mean? The employee?
Yeah.
You'd like to think that if that's
how
the way.
How worthless would you feel if you
really, if you're really interested in your job and your own well-being? 21 after on Good Day.
The Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. I hope so
good. Normally, we focus on just the songs that make it to number one, unless we're going through a list of the top five songs. Every hour at this point in the hour, we have some musical focus here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, exploring our musical tastes for the song that actually was number two during this week in 1982, John Cougar and Hurt So Good. Crank it up, Richie!
Smoked himself into
almost oblivion.
His voice is just gone.
Yeah.
His son had a Facebook campaign a few years ago.
Did he?
To try his dad told him. He said, if I get 1 million people to sign up for a Facebook page to get you to quit smoking, will you do it? And he couldn't get to the million. So
that's too bad.
Yeah.
What a dummy. What is he doing to his family and to his own life?
What a great.
Yeah, he's got a great pop song.
Sound. Man.
Yeah. All right, next up, Annie Lennox, right? With the Eurythmics. The Eurythmics. Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. Number two during this week in 1983. This is very good pop stuff. Who's looking for what here? Some of them want to use you, Richie. Some of them want to use by you.
They all want to use me.
Really?
Yeah, look at Jennifer.
Yeah, I know.
Chucks me into the trash.
I do. I use you and abuse you, Rich. But you like it.
Ooh. Roberta's not into this, so let's keep moving. I don't know if she'll be into this or not. Let's move to 1985. Wow. Number two song this week.
I loved this song as a kid. Leave Him Alone. Paul Young.
Yeah, exactly. Every time. I quite like this song. Richie, crank it up a little bit.
I know. I used to love this as a kid. You with
you know, I don't see a song on here that that Roberta would like.
We think you like Madonna?
Non-Roberta week.
Yeah. Music. Let's go to 1986, Richie. See, Madonna's Papa Don't Preach, number two this week, 1986. What do you think?
I always liked dancing to Madonna when I was into the clubs.
Yeah. She was like nuts about this song. Yeah.
But Roberta's like me. We like old school early stuff.
Yeah.
Remember this movie?
Yes, desperately.
With the big lion, a tiger.
Yeah.
Cecil's cousin.
Hey. Doug, I don't remember this next one.
Another Madonna song. Number two this week, 1987.
Oh, tell. This is a great song.
Is that girl?
No, I skipped.
I remember this one. Yeah.
What is this, Breathe?
Yes.
Number 2 and 88. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do actually.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right, and in honor of his losing his daughter, I will not say anything bad about Bobby Brown.
Now, this is good. Crank this up, Reggie. Come on.
Where did he come from? It wasn't
that. New Edition.
New Edition.
This is like from Ghostbusters, I think, or something, wasn't it?
I'm not sure. All right, let's end it strong, Dudley.
Ending strong would come up.
Billy Idol. Number two this week in 1990, Cradle of Love. 28 after on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And baby, that's you on a good day. And baby, that's you on a good day. It's after we go, it's just a few ways. But baby, I'll take you with you anyway.
Do you want to know a secret? Ooh, wow.
Don't tell us a dog.
It's 33. After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli here to discuss the issues of the day. And then there's Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden who are here to also discuss the issues of the day. Not necessarily all with the same hat on, which makes it beneficial. Donald Trump leading in the Republican presidential polls.
I'm so happy about that.
The publisher of
Roberta?
Wow.
Can we agree?
I am thrilled.
I have not finished the sentence yet.
Wow.
All right.
I'm thrilled because he's such an idiot. That way Bernie's going to win.
Bernie, Roberta. No, he's not an idiot. Neither of them are. They're both very smart guys. They just have different philosophies about life, and that's what makes life. What would it be if we all thought the same, all agreed on everything? I think I told you about the guy I worked for when I was running WEEI, the operations director, WEEI in Boston in the mid-'80s. The guy was a wonderful fellow. His name was Mike Valerio. He owned the Papagino restaurant chain, and his wife wanted him to have a radio station. So he bought WEEI from CBS. I ran it for him for a year and a half until I pulled out way too many of my hairs, and I went back on the air. And his first job was to deliver pizzas for his uncle's pizza shop in East Boston. And he used a bicycle at first because he didn't have a license, and then he had a license, and they gave him a car, and he started working in the store making pizzas, and then he did all this other stuff, and he thought, this is a great business. And his uncle said, okay, well, we need another shop over there. We'll open it. You run it. This 19-year-old kid. And he just had met this beautiful red-haired Irish girl, and he married her.
Watch out.
And the two of them started this little pizza joint in East Boston to complement what the uncle was doing. from that, he became friends with the family, if you know what I mean. And he opened another store and then another store. And he named the fellow that was his uncle, or I think it was his uncle. His name was Gino Battista. And that's where Papa Gino, they used to call him Papa Gino, that's where the name came from. People in the Northeast know all about Papa Gino's, big, big pizza chain that now belongs to a bank or something. I don't even know what it belongs to, but not important to the story. The story is that he would sit me down on Mondays, we'd have our meeting, and he would philosophize about what I was doing wrong on the radio station because I wasn't converting enough people to either Catholicism or to Republicanism, because as far as he was concerned, the world would be a better place if everybody was Catholic and everybody was a Republican.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, the guy is wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember when I first got to know Ellen Radner, when I first actually gave her a chance before she was who she is today. For those of you who don't know who Ellen Radner is, she's a mighty little spirit who has started the Talk Radio News Service. And she came to me when I was in Florida and wanted to be on the program. And I said, why would I put you on the program? You sound like a New York... And that's what she was. And she said, I want people to hear my point of view.
And she made a lot of Fox
News. I loved her.
A lot of money on Fox News.
I loved her from the moment. She and I have been friends. We've not always agreed. And we've been at odds with each other many times over the years.
It's crazy.
But I got her started, and I loved what she did. And she would say to people, when she would meet them, she would look at them and ask them. After she met their name, she'd ask them, are you a Republican or a Democrat? And if they were Republican, she would want nothing to do with them. And then when she found out that she had to, in order to expand her business, have friends that are Republicans, she would go into a, and this was her whole approach. She'd go into a group and she'd shake hands and say, hello, you're a Republican, you're a Democrat, whatever. And then she would tell people who were Democrats about her friends who were Republicans. I actually have friends who are Republicans. Can you believe it?
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the old line.
Oh,
yes. Are black.
Absolutely, yeah. She would do that.
My closest friends are gay. Yeah.
So the same thing happens.
Well, she would walk into a room and say that, too.
Yeah. Right, exactly, yeah, because she was gay. She is gay. Anyway, so the point being, not only along that line, but when we say things like, I conjectured a while ago that a friend of mine suggested that we ought to go back to voting the way the original American voter system was set up. If you owned land, you could vote. And that's anathema to Roberta and to other people who think everybody ought to be able to vote. I don't really know what to think about a lot of this stuff, but I know there are a lot of people who ought to be better educated when they make the decision. And people say, well, that's very arrogant of you to say that. And you know what? Maybe it is. I just think that we have a lot of, we wouldn't have many of the problems we have today if we had an informed citizenry who knew what they were voting for or for whom they were voting in terms of principle.
There's a lot of low information voters out there.
Yeah. And the reason that it's a problem is not only because of how the news media has presented a lot of this stuff like a circus, but because I believe there is, and you can say you're nuts, there's a deliberate attempt on the part, that's how the federal government got into education. The way the education system is being run is a deliberate attempt to take away the things that stimulate us. And one of those being music, a physical activity, physical education, civics, things that are about our government and how the country is run. All of those things have been, in my estimation, they have been meticulously and systematically eliminated from the curriculum in order to make us dumber and to make it easy for somebody to come along with hope and change, and everybody, wow, this is great, let's
with
go for it.
The rhetoric and not
right.
The substance
exactly.
Of it beneath that.
Right. There was no substance
absolutely.
Beneath that whatsoever. And that isn't why you voted for him and why Kenny voted for him, because you thought it through and you knew what you were voting for and you made an educated decision. But I guarantee you that 30% of the people who voted for him, and even whoever, George Bush or whoever you want to name that's on the ballot, those people get support because of either their name or because
or
of
party
some
affiliation.
Party affiliation or some foolish
yep.
slogan that means nothing. And mm-hmm. so you go back around to why would you want in a in a progressive country to have people like that voting. And I think it's whether you agree or disagree with the idea of how you whittle it down. I will tell you one thing that I am very strongly in favor of, and I find it so annoys me that we don't have to prove who we are to go to vote. I think that
awful.
Is the damnedest, most ridiculous thing.
Show an ID.
Oh, my
you
God.
You have to show an ID.
And everybody can agree on that.
Right.
I mean,
well, but it isn't done. I've voted in states where I'm Massachusetts. I go in and vote. I just tell them my name. They don't know who they are. Well, they do know who I am.
I told you, when I go to vote, they ask if I want to vote for my aunt. They're like, oh,
yeah.
Irene? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right.
I need a costume. I come back in there.
How do you rein that in? Going back to the idea of landowners, you got to prove your... I mean, at least you got to start someplace with making sure that the people who are voting are legitimate voters, not these people that can vote, that do vote. I mean, I go back. I've told you the story about my father, who when he was just 18, 19 years old, he and his pals from South Boston, the ward bosses would come around, they'd give him $100, $10 for each of the 10 wards, and they'd give him a list of names. Go vote as this person. Go vote as that person.
Goodness.
So that's how they did it. And they did it in Chicago. They did it in New York. I know for those, in fact, for those three cities, it was the same. I don't know whether it was the same elsewhere or not. But those stories were replete. And that's how these guys, these Irish politicians in Boston, became. They were all Irish. Every one of them. There were no Italians that did it. They were all Irishmen.
Sure.
And they would come with the dough, and they'd give the list to my father and nine of his friends. They'd go to the 10 wards together, and they'd vote. All the names were people who were dead. Every one of them were people who were dead.
And this is what I'm getting at. And
this is in the 30s.
I really am not trying to
early
be
40s.
In the 30s.
30s and early 40s. Yeah. Mid to late 30s. Yeah,
not trying to be divisive. And Roberta and I mixed it up a little bit earlier on when we were talking
right,
about.
You have respect for each other's point of view.
Really not trying to be divisive at all, but just saying that the right to vote and our vote is really, to me at least, it is very truly sacred. And the fact that we are opening it up to people that are dead and not checking IDs to make sure that the people that are voting are living, breathing, and who they say they are, is just such a disrespect. It's like a free gift. Nobody values a free gift. They value the stuff they pay
for. You have to work for it. Right. All right. The reason that I started this conversation a few minutes ago was because there's a new book out that will be published October 6th on
Trump.
It's a bio about him and his ex-wives and that kind of stuff. And this is not a book that he's written. He's written a couple of books, right? The Art of the Deal, didn't he write that? And some of those other things, so that's that story. In a moment, what is the Gishwiz? Am I pronouncing it right, Jennifer?
Yeah, Gishwiz.
Gishwiz, okay. In the meantime, you've heard me talking about the amazing GenuCell, the product that's made from plant stem cell technology, the therapy that you can use for the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. 800-543-9262. And not only will you get, when you buy GenuCell, you get the platinum dark cell treatment free, get rid of the dark circles under your eyes. You'll also get a free luxury gift as well from the company that makes GenuCell. 800-543-9262. Get it now while you're thinking about it to fix the problems of the way your eyes look. 800-543-9262.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, what?
GenuCell just called.
Yeah.
You're fired.
Today on App Check, iTuner is a music player for the car. It provides full screen info and functionality so you won't crash adjusting the volume. iTuner. It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here with new laws on the books. You can expect credit card changes over the next 90 days, but be careful. You may be sucked into overspending without you even knowing it. Here's the social science of it.
Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round.
Consumers love those reward credit cards, the ones that earn you free airplane tickets, hotel stays, or expensive electronic gadgets. Don't be surprised if over the next few weeks and months you start receiving emails from your credit card companies advising that you're getting closer to that free reward. All you have to do is spend more to get the prize.
Money, 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 money.
What's the cheap psychological trick?
Don't be sucked in by these reminders. The extra money you spend would probably buy you the free ticket without the debt. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Big ideas often arise out of personal needs. Take Allison O'Kelly, for example. She was a young executive on her way to the top.
Her career took a sharp turn when she became a mom. She didn't want to choose between her career and her new baby.
So her boss offered her a 3-day work week.
But it was still too much, so she resigned and started doing contract work.
She soon found that companies wanted to hire more people like her.
And her friends wanted the same flexibility in their work.
So she started MomCore to match the two groups together.
Now she has a multi-million dollar business, which she still operates from her home.
Think about your unmet needs to find the seed for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think green. Harrison with you. Plenty of buzz about New York City's first green boutique hotel, Greenhouse 26, located in Chelsea. It was supposed to open a couple of months ago, hoping to establish that hotels of all sizes can be successfully green. This New York City all-green hotel will be the first hotel in the city to utilize geothermal heating and cooling, requiring a 1,500-foot deep underground well for every 6 of its 19 stories, cooling in the summer and heating in the winter, with energy costs reduced by 40%. Certified organic towels, organic mattresses, and even organic booze in the eco-friendly roof garden. But as of today, excited New Yorkers keep asking, where is it? Because years later, the building's lot is still totally vacant. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call Invent Help. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
All right, let's see. We've got 48 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Roberta, Jennifer, Kenny, and Richie. And I now want you to know what the Gish Whiz is.
Yeah, so this is really something that's amazing. I think it's the second or third year that this has been going on. It's the world's largest and greatest scavenger hunt, and it's done for charity. And so basically it goes from August 1st through the 8th, okay, and you get teams registered to participate, and they are given a list of things that they must find, and then they present them, the team that gets the highest amount of points, each item is worth a point, and the team with the highest points gets to go to Costa Rica with Misha Collins, who is the TV star that has put all of this on. He was a kind of a cult favorite on Supernatural. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what do you want?
So here's the thing. So there's a website if you want to look at this. There's the scavenger hunt has 3 more days, 18 hours, 11 minutes, and 44 seconds from right now until it closes. So I have a friend who is heading up a team here in Southern California, and she came to me and said, I need to have someone sneeze Gish Whiz on a national radio show. Would you do it? And I said, Katie,
well,
I am your girl for sneezing on a national radio show. So not only do I have to sneeze, but I think I'm going to periscope this. So let's see. I'm going to start this up here. See, what would we call this? A clue? An item, right? Gish Whiz item. Sneeze.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. So now you guys know what periscope is, right?
Mm-hmm.
No,
it's a social media, a video social media site.
Okay.
So what's going to happen is I'm going to say something like something past the hour on Good Day because we can't hear you on my periscope. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe, yeah.
You're bored already.
No, I want to know how this works.
Okay, here we go. Hi, guys. We're getting ready for my clue or my find here on the big Gish Whiz treasure hunt. Here we go. Ready?
Ready.
49 minutes past the hour. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day. I'm Jennifer Hornan. Oh, Gizmus.
Gesundheit.
Bless you.
And what's going
now
on?
We're done.
What was this all about?
Roberta.
I am
so somebody,
totally
somebody
lost.
On this, somebody on who is taking part in this international scavenger hunt, one of the items is someone sneezing Gish Whiz on a radio show.
And guess what? We just did.
And we just did it for them.
This went terribly wrong.
So now we're going to help them win.
Yeah, and plus we also are doing it on the air, which is great for us because we're going to be part of the clues when everything gets counted. So Doug Steffen is now going to get notoriety for the Good Day Show. See what we just did?
How about that?
Hey.
All right. Speaking of notoriety.
That certainly cleared it up for me.
It did. UPS, Kenny. United Parcel
Service.
We'll
try again next year.
Has joined the group of airlines, air freight carriers, who will not carry any more of these trophies on their airplanes. So that's one more airline not doing it. 51 after on Good Day.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time now with Greg Steffen, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. We're going to talk again about Windows 10, and I'm going to tell you in a moment what he says about all this CRAP. Stand by for that on Good Day.
Today on App Check, iTuner is a music player for the car. It provides full screen info and functionality so you won't crash adjusting the volume. iTuner. It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here with new laws on the books. You can expect credit card changes over the next 90 days, but be careful. You may be sucked into overspending without you even knowing it. Here's the social science of it.
Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round.
Consumers love those reward credit cards, the ones that earn you free airplane tickets, hotel stays, or expensive electronic gadgets. Don't be surprised if over the next few weeks and months you start receiving emails from your credit card companies advising that you're getting closer to that free reward. All you have to do is spend more to get the prize.
Money.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Don't be sucked in by these reminders. The extra money you spend would probably buy you the free ticket without the debt. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Jennifer and Kenny and I have Greg Stebbin with us, as we usually do at this time, to talk about technology issues. Windows 10 and its notable flaws, which include testing one's patience and also in one's pocketbook, apparently, yes?
Well, it is free-ish.
Really? Ish. Ish for people.
I mean, there really is no surprise to this, but it becomes kind of daunting when you look at the list of ways you could pay for your free upgrade to Windows 10. The latest, which I think is pretty stunning, is that they've removed the solitaire game. And if you put it back in from Microsoft, it's ad-enabled, and the ads, I haven't actually looked at it, but the reporting is that the ads are so cumbersome that you will pay for solitaire. Yeah. It's $1.49 a month or $10 a year.
Bruce Williams would love it. That was the old joke. You remember Bruce Williams, the
time
host? He used to, when he did his radio program, he was playing solitaire with his dog in his lap. That's how he played.
Really?
Into the show, yeah.
Wow.
All right. Next. Microsoft and apps, and what apps are all of the apps ever created going to work on Windows 10?
No, of course not.
Without being paid? Work or not, whether you pay for them or not?
Well, first of all, one of the things that's a little confusing about Windows 10, maybe this was true with Windows 8, I'm not sure, but we used to have software, and now we have apps. And they're called apps even when they're software. But there really is a difference between an app and software.
Yeah.
And that's, I think it's a little confusing to not differentiate them. I loaded Windows 10 over the weekend because I'm a tech guy, and I felt I had a moral obligation to do that.
Right.
There are some bugs, like I'm clicking on the start menu and it's not starting. But, for instance, Microsoft Word is no longer a program. It's now an app. I think that's a little misleading. But you can have programs or apps that you used on previous versions of Windows, and they may not work at all, or you may have to fuss around with them quite a bit to make them work. It's another reason I think, frankly, there's a learning curve to this. And even if you're sure you want it, just hold off a little bit.
That's what my technology guy said yesterday. The Windows 10 application is a long way off from being settled. The 8 is, most everybody admits that 8 was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, if you have 8, you're much more motivated to install it than...
Well, I was motivated to go back to 7 until they told me there'd be no support for it after next year.
I don't think that's true. I think there's still 4 or 5 years
of support. I wish we could find the answer to that, because...
I'm going to find the answer
to
that for you.
Because these guys specialize supposedly in that. They say, well, there's not going to be any support, and I would rather go back to 7, which is proven, than move ahead to 10 and fiddle around with it, because I can't stand 8.
I will tell you, Doug, I put 10 over 7 last weekend.
Yeah.
This weekend, I'm going back to 7.
So, what about music and that kind of stuff?
You will pay.
Pay for the music.
Oh, you will pay.
Wow, listen to that.
Holy moly.
Greg Stebbin with us here on Good Day with technology information. It's 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.